in the Everglades. Via original music and tells the story of one week in the little life of a small swamp village. Now, you know that they wear white starched shirts and ties in the swamp. I know that just because that's what they're wearing up here, and I'm thinking, and I see you got your sun visors on so you won't get too hot. Green eye shades. I'll let you tell them that because I'm just going to pretend I know what I'm talking about. And they look like goofy sunshades to me.
I'll check one, check two.
When I was a real little girl, my mother brought me a hat home like that and said, look at your rain hat.
Correct.
She knew I was blonde. She didn't have to get me anything more than that. I was a cheap child to raise. Now, I know that's Stan over there on the harp. And isn't that Mark on bass? It's to Mark Crocodile Harris on bass. And who's that guy on the guitar?
We have no idea.
Bobby. You should be doing this. And of course, that's Boom Slang,
hello, because he plays the guitar.
Standing on a stool like that. That's a banjo? Well, howdy do, I've done learned something new. I thought a banjo was what they're selling over there. Oh, no, that's a canjo. They're selling canjos over there. And I can play one of those because it has one string. Just one string. And what's your name, sir?
This is Joseph P. Quigley.
What's your name? And this is Jake. Jake on the mandolin. Jake on the mini guitar. That's a soprano guitar, right?
Huck.
There we go.
What a fine looking group of fellers.
A little mandolin and the monitors.
You gonna come grab me? Oh yes, I did. I do remember. All right, are you ready, ladies and gentlemen? May I present to you Murray Palmetto's South Florida Swamp Song Show. Guys.
With a Sawgrass City weekly news and journal, we bring the swamp to you. We're concise and controversial, not outrageously commercial, with a swamper point of view. We're more reliable than the U.S. mail. I need boys a train. Tossing in the swale, we're Sawgrass City. Weekly news and journal, we bring all the news that's new. And we bring the swamp to you, yeah. We bring the swamp to you.
Yes, indeed, this week, the Murray Palmetto South Florida Swamp Show presents the swamp opera known as the Sawgrass City Journal, which celebrates in song the articles of a small weekly newspaper in the Everglades. As I explained over at the Song and Story tent, where we our final article that we read was about the skunk ape. As I explained, although Murray Palmetto is actually the publisher of the Sawgrass City Journal in real life, he has been hired by the 51st Annual South Georgia Car Wash to be the MC tonight. And as you know, the peoples of Southern Georgia only wash their car once a year, and tonight's the night. Well, my name is Joseph P. Quigley, and I'm the former owner and current assistant publisher of the Sawgrass City Journal. Some of our new membership or subscribers have complained that too many of our advertisements are from bars. Well, we've got an advertisement this week from the Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. We really consider the Flamingo Roadkill Cafe as a recycling facility. No one comes here no more, there's too much of a crowd. You can't hear the music they play. Stay at Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. So it drinks on the house and charge them to my buddy. Here's mud in your eye, cause you sure look muddy. The less food you eat, the longer you'll stay. Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. Hey, hey, Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. The special today is smoked wildebeest. Each Sunday night they put out quite a feast. What's an armadillo look like when he's in a buffet? At Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. So it's drinks on the house and charge them to my buddy. Here's mud in your eye, cause you sure look muddy. The less food you eat, the longer you'll stay. Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. Hey, hey, Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. I ordered a Coke and a small bag of chips. I ordered fried veggies with exotic dips. Then I asked for a chicken to be broiled by the fire. But the possum they brought me still tasted like tire. So it's drinks on the house and charge them to my buddy. There's mud in your eye, cause you sure look muddy. The less food you eat, the longer you'll stay. Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. Hey, hey, Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. On the front page of this week's Sawgrass City Journal is another article about Manslot, the rude manatee, who again has drenched a party boat of Naples, young Naples matrons who are wearing very short black cocktail dresses. They are now ruined, and the damage is allegedly in excess of $2,000. Now, this is not the first time that Manslot has been involved in an alleged drenching of cocktail dresses. But let me remind you, not all manatees are rude. Most of them are very nice.
Oh, I've got a big brown pal. In the C-35 canal. Good natured as he can be. He's a Florida manatee. Oh man, oh manatee. Come and swim with me. We'll hold our breath till 10.
come up for air again.
We'll drink
to gong
a couple
to gong
of cream de mints
to gong
with an order of water.
Go seek
cow
with me.
Ding,
oh man, of tea.
Ba, 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 ba. Grab a couple of speed, both fellas, and then we'll gouge them with their own propellers.
Oh, I got a big brown pal in the C-35 canal. Good natured as he can be, he's a Florida man of tea. Oh man. Swim at the bottom of the sea. We'll keep you safe and free. Oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man.
Letter to the editor we got this week was from some guy who blamed everything on the banjo players in Sawgrass County. Everything from the sinking of the Titanic to the power outage in Ohio last summer. So we're gonna do an excerpt from that letter. You guys gonna play the whole thing? You gonna play the whole thing?
Sure.
We're gonna try.
Absolutely. Ready? Bad banjo hands have been the ruin of a lot of one-night stands, and the subject of proposed statewide ban. Bye, 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 bad banjo hands. Make you wanna keep the baby out of sight. They'll make you wake up screaming up the middle of the night. They're the heartbreak of sore eyes, and they'll bankrupt all your plans. Bye 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 bad banjo hand. Bad banjo hands caused a depression in 1929. That stain on your crotch is where they just spill some wine. They help cure rock and roll, folk music, and Dixieland. Bye, 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 bad banjo hand. Bad banjo hand have been the ruin of a lot of one-night stands, and the subject of proposed statewide ban. Bye, 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 bad banjo hand. Bad banjo hand sunk the Titanic and the career of Michael Jackson. Keeping them in your pockets is a form of love in action. They're illegal in South Florida, many other foreign lands.
ba 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 ba. Banjo hand, bad banjo hand. I've been the ruin of a lot of one night stand, and the subject of a post statewide band. Ba 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 ba. Banjo hand, hey everybody. Ba 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 ba.
In our Florida history section, page 21A, there's an article about the last train ever out of Key West in 1935, the Florida Keys rolled across Isla Mirada, destroyed Henry Flagler's railroad for eternity. The last train ever out of the old Key West station on Duval Street left at exactly 5:45 p.m., September 2nd, 1935. On board was notorious smuggler Jack Diamond, eloping with the incredibly innocent and excruciatingly lovely Shay Fleming, the 20-year-old daughter of the Monroe County Sheriff. On the last train out of Key West, Jack Diamond was aboard, one step ahead of arrest, though he shouldn't have brought her. Shay, the sheriff's daughter, stands by lead right beside you. King of the Florida Straits, rum runner, but you rival gang machine gunners, ambush deputy Doug Dare at the Monroe County Fair. They drop Jack's calling card behind them.
A Joe Keever here on the marathon, I love Marada, speeding train with secret cargo. As mysterious Lingnum Biley King here up from Manicompin, finally on to Key Largo.
In just an hour and a quarter, a dark blue wall of salt water blew across the friendly keys, raining railroad ties and trees, destroying Henry Flagman's rail river.
A Joe Keever, he a Honda Marathon, I love Marada, speeding train with secret cargo. Past mysterious Lignum Bighty near Upper Matacombe, finally on to Key Largo.
And they never rebuilt the track. Ghostly trestles that witness Shay's gate with Jack safe from that wall of water, with the sheriff daughter on the last train out on Key West. Fiddle players! Trestles that witness Shay escape with Jack, safe from that wall of water, with the sheriff daughter on the last train now on Key West. On the last train now on Key West.
On the last train out of Key West.
wrap it up if we're going to press with this.
Okay. Right. You know, the best letter we got all week was a letter from a lover of great American music who suggested that everybody in Sawgrass County go up to beautiful Hamilton County to the tower for the Florida Folk Festival.
We'll come back to the tower, back to the tower when, hey, green North Florida morning brings us back to White Springs again. And we'll come back to the tower, back to the tower when a green North Florida morning brings us back to White Springs. Wading through 51 long weeks till the blush of May marshals a folk music army strong. We'll come back to the tower, back to the tower when, hey, green North Florida morning brings us back to White Springs again.
Brigadoon, reassembled once each century, while the White Springs Nation gathers annually.
And we'll come back to the tower, back to the tower when, hey, green North Florida morning brings us back to White Springs. We'll come back to the tower, back to the tower when a green North Florida morning brings us back to White Springs again.
See you next week.